Welcome to Shomar Shavah on the Daf. Shir sponsored by Nishma Zaren Biakov Shalom Leah Basis Chok. We're holding in Yevamos Daf Ayin Daled. The Gemara in Amud Beis brings the Mishnah in the Goyim that says, if a person is Tomei, Toval Ve'olai went to the Mikvah, Oichel Ma'aser. For Ma'aser, he's right away okay after going to the Mikvah. Harev Shimshoi, he waits for Arav Shemesh, he waits for sunset, for the sun to go down, Oichel B'Truma, then he can eat Truma, and that's when comes the evening. Heavy kapara, but when he brings kapara, the karbonis, the next day, the tmei, they do have to bring karbonis the next day, oichel b'kachim. Three stages. Mikvah only is good enough for ma'aser. You have to wait for Hashemesh, that's for truma. For kachim, you need to wait a little bit more until you bring the karbonis. The Yimeemes in Parshas Emor has a beautiful idea. And he says that these three stages of tahara, of tumo, refer to three different stages of tshuva. And he says that Mahalach will explain it over here, and we'll add a little bit to what he says. The Imam says the following. The lowest madrega of tshuva is what's called tshuva meira. A fear. A person is in fear. He's afraid of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. He goes and does tshuva. The first stage of tshuva, he wants to leave everything. He's afraid of what he did. He feels bad of what he did. And he does tshuva. That is called tshuva meira. A person just leaves all the bad behind him. And that's like going to the mikvah. The Yimeemes doesn't bring it, but it's brought down in the Chinuch. When a person goes to the mikvah, it's like going back to the world when it was kuloi mayim, it was all water. He goes to the mikvah, he's recreated, he starts new, he leaves the past behind him, and that's the lowest level, the first stage of tshuva, charata, leaving the past. That's the lowest level of tshuva, and that's good enough for ma'aser, for stage one. Then, when a person wants to go to a higher level, Truma, Loshon Haroma, going higher. Then a person needs to go and do mysterious nefesh mamish. For a person to really get to a higher level of tshuva, then not only he leaves the past behind him, but he really is able to rectify all that he did wrong. So there he needs to do mysterious nefesh. He has to wait for the evening, and the evening represents that a person's moisa nefesh. The world becomes choshech. Choshech ba'ado, the world is dark for him. It's not just leaving the past, but he's always regretting and fixing and correcting what he did in the past. That is a daigo of mesirus nefesh that belongs to the night. And as the Mishnah, the first Mishnah in Shas tells us, when do you eat truma? When you say kriyishma. So truma refers to kriyishma. And the idea of kriyishma, the kriyishma, is the idea of mesirus nefesh. When a person is saying shma, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echod, Kshboch is one, he's Moise Nafshat HaKshbochu. That's the main kavanah of what Kriyish was all about. That Hashem Echad Ushmo Echad, without any negias that we have for ourselves. And that's the idea that a person to get to mysterious nefesh, to the darkness of the night, to the full Kriyishma, that brings us to another level of tshuva. And then he can eat Shumo Lashon Haroma. But then comes the third stage. And the third stage is tshuva Me'ava. And the real tshuva me'ava, tshuva comes from love and connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's when a person is able to not only rectify the past, but he's also able to take all the bad and did in the past and make out of it something good. The Gemara tells us in Yuma, when a person does tshuva me'ava, so the zdoinos become schuyos. His bad deeds become the schus. And the simple understanding of that, why does a zdoin become a schus? His pshat is because through the zdoinus, through the fact that he went so bad to the other side, that's what brought him back to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Through the transgressions that he did, that's how he bounced back to be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So they were the stepping stones to get to that. But there's another deeper sense to that. Because in a deeper sense, when you look in a higher place than the world, you know that everything in this world is all l'man shmoy b'avo. That whatever you have in the world will turn to bring Kedusha Shmoy. That's what's going to be. When a person is able to do tshuva me'avo, he's able to connect to that place which is beyond the world and turn all the bad into good. And that's what the Imre Emes says. When a person brings a korban comes by Yom HaShmini. We know Sheva is Teva, 7 days of the Teva, or the nature. Shmini is me'ala Teva, the eighth is above the world. That's what you bring a korban. Korban is to be makriv everything you have to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A korban keidu represents an adam, as if the adam is going to Mizbeach. He's taking himself with all his blemishes, with all his bad, and he brings it as a korban. He brings it closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what korban is all about. That's the third stage of tshuva. And that's when a person can even cut shame, he becomes kodesh. Okay, do a kodesh means everything a person does is mitzvah to kedusha. As the Mesiyas Sharon speaks about, Atamei Chacham, when he eats, his food is also part of Avodas Hashem. Kodesh was in everything mitzvah to it. That's the third level. So this Mishnah speaks about the three stages of Tahara Mitumo, refers to the three stages of tshuva that we have. The lowest tshuva, which is a Maisadik tshuva, the second level tshuva is a Trumadik tshuva, and the third and ultimate level of tshuva, which is the Korbanik tshuva, the Kaparo, and that's when a person can become Kodesh and eat Kachim. That's the remez that we have in this Mishnah, that according to the Imre Emes. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shav email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshav@gmail.com.